Now, RIB Tactile Map and Images team were recently set a challenge. Now, they worked with Seamus Heaney Homeplace on a solution to labelling in their new sensory garden. Now, they wanted to install accessible signs with an audio element that they could amend as needed.
What were the challenges?
And what were the solutions? Well, I'm joined now by Michelle Lee, who is Tactile Maps and Images Executive. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Now, what was the actual brief then? Tell us a bit more about what you were asked to do.
Well, we had a phone call come through that it just literally was very brief and said that they had looked at using the RNIB Pen Friend to do external labelling in the sensory garden, but were told that it wouldn't work outside, so they were going to just look at some accessible signs just to label certain points around the sensory garden. And I thought, well, actually, I think we might be able to get this to work. So we did a little bit of experimenting with our manufacturer, who's always very good at accommodating us, and did a few test runs, and they actually built the Pen Friend labels into the accessible signage so that they would work outside.
Just explain a Pen Friend to those that aren't aware of it.
So the Pen Friend is a labelling device that you can use to label things around the home. So you can label cans or CD cases, or even for longer labelling, because I think you have up to 100 hours per label. So you can put quite a lot of information on them. And it was designed to be used in the home, but in this case, we have extended it to use it in the museum. But the nice thing is that although we've labelled the sensory garden with the tactile signs, they'll be able to use the Pen Friend internally for exhibitions to do audio labelling there as well.
Are the Pen Friends actually held on site, or can you bring your Pen Friend in?
No, they're the ones, they're held on site because the recording is actually on the Pen Friend. So your Pen Friend, although it might read the label that's in the sign, it will read what you've recorded on that label for your Pen Friend. So you go along and you borrow one to take round the sensory garden. You can listen to the poems of Seamus Heaney as you walk round, and then you hand the Pen Friend back at the end.
You had to build in some flexibility on this, didn't you?
They wanted to be able to record over it, and they also didn't want anybody to record over the labels, which is a risk because anything could be recorded on them. So we had to build into it so that the files could be made as read-only so that nobody could record over the top. But also, if the seasons changed and they wanted to talk about how the flowers were different in spring and autumn and winter, they can just change those and change the files on the Pen Friend.
Is it quite a big garden?
No, I don't think it's not huge. It's new. It was a piece of wasteland that was within the Seamus Heaney Homeplace Museum, and they've transformed it into a sensory garden. And it's really lovely because the poems that are read out as you go round relate to each part of the garden.
It sounds like a lovely experience, actually.
It's different, and it's a nice solution for a small museum.
With technology advancing now, making maps for all and tactile signs, is there much more scope now with the increase in technology?
It's a double-edged sword. You can put audio into maps, but you've got to think of where the map is to begin with, because if it's in a train station, then you're not going to hear the audio in it anyway. And at the end of the day, a map is a map, and it's just really about spatial awareness. So I think moving forward, there could be technology built into the maps, but I don't think it's quite there yet.
Because you've got to have these maps and signs working on so many levels, don't you, to make them fully accessible?
Yep, the RNIB map for all is actually designed for, as the name suggests, for all. So it's tactile, lettering, braille. So it's good for people with sight and without sight.
So what's the feedback been then on the garden so far?
So far, the museum's very happy with what they've got, and they're thinking of lots of new ideas to use the Pen Friend, which they'd never thought of using within the museum. So it opens the door for so much more accessibility within the museum as well.
I mean, we mentioned the technology increasing now and advancing, but sometimes it's the simple ideas that work, isn't it?
I think so, yes. And if you have a smaller museum, they don't have the funds necessarily to buy expensive technology. And sometimes a simple solution will help with accessibility that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to offer.
For other organisations that want to create tactile maps, and that, do they just come and approach you are an IB?
We have, yes. We have lots of different clients. So we work with country parks, we work with train stations, we work with museums, we work with all sorts of different organisations that might want static tactile map or accessible signage, but we also do handheld maps that can be used for things like consultations for councils about open space, shared space, and all that sort of thing, so that somebody who's blind can actually take part in the consultation before the changes are made.
No, it's certainly a really interesting concept, and you must have to think laterally quite a lot on these things.
Yes, sometimes you just have this little notion go around in your head that maybe something would work. As I said before, we're very, very lucky with our manufacturer, who is always willing to give things a go just to see if we can get them to work. So that really helps us with the development of these products.
Well, it's nice to see that more of this is happening now. Where can we get more information on what you do at Tactile Maps and Images?
There's a website, RNIB website, that you can put in Tactile Maps and it will take you through to some more information. Or you're quite welcome, if anybody wants to contact us directly, that's okay as well.
Well, it sounds like another job well done. Michelle Lee from RNIB Tactile Maps and Images, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.